The scandal-plagued Boseng Faculty of Law appears to have come to the end of the road. On Wednesday, the Czech Accreditation Commission announced that the West Bohemian Law Faculty's undergraduate program had failed to pass muster, and its accreditation would not be extended past this autumn. On Thursday, some 300 of the faculty's 2,000 students gathered outside their school to protest against the decision and have appealed to Education Minister Josef Dobesh to intervene. However, their chances of success are meager, since under Czech law, the minister is not in a position to question the verdict of the Accreditation Commission. Daniela Lazarová spoke to its chairwoman, Professor Vladimíra Dvořáková, to find out what was behind the commission's decision.
I have to say that after 2009, with the new staff in the faculty, it looks like that there is a perspective for the faculty to really change the situation and to restart its activities. It's a pity anniversary of that the last 1 year, 1.5 year, the situation didn't go in the way of consolidation, but there were many internal conflicts that led to the fact that some leading personalities of the faculty left the faculty. There were attempts to get new professors and associate professors and the experts, but more or less we don't see a very strong perspective and ability of the faculty to really now restart and to be on the level that's necessary to be for the accreditation of master program of law.
So apart from lacking qualified staff, I understand it's not publishing enough. There are not enough requests for grants. Is that right?
Well, yes, partly this is true. These are the facts that we are seeing. Yes, there is not the personal situation is not very good there. The faculty is not very successful in getting the external financing for scientific grants and so on. So yes, this is part. It's very difficult to do evaluation because you can see there is some professor that's very good, but on the other hand, for more than 1 year, the faculty was not able to find the conception how to change. If there was a lack of the staff, more or less, they accepted someone else to come and to teach, but they were not thinking about what will be the further development, what would be the instruments, what will be the strategy to get more scientific grants or projects. There was no idea how to develop the faculty, and this is very important, and this is the main reason why we decided about all that. It was not easy decision, but in fact, it seems to me that the faculty lost ability to solve own problems.
So is this the end of the road for the Faculty of Law in Boseng? What happens to its students?
Well, I think it's the end of the road. We don't know whether something will happen in the future and so on, but in fact, the accreditation finishes at the end of October of this year. According to the Czech law, the university is obliged to really find a solution for the students. That means, I suppose, that the rector and dean of the faculty would start to discuss with the other faculties of law in the Czech Republic. There are three other faculties of law. To discuss the conditions under which they will go to study on other faculties. And on the other hand, I would maybe appeal to the students of the other three faculties to feel some form of solidarity for these students that are really innocent in this project. This is not thing that is they're guilty or something that they did. They are victims of the fact that the faculty was not able to restabilize its situation.
That was Professor Vladimíra Dvořáková, chairwoman of the Accreditation Commission, on the decision to not extend accreditation for the West Bohemian Law Faculty.